The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good afternoon to you on this Thursday, end of the week.
Good afternoon. I tell you, it doesn't feel like the end of the week, Simon. I mean, there's so much happening within the last hour that I think we need a whole new week.
Okay, we are listening. What's going on?
Okay, so let's talk election results updates, and they are as follows. The bill that we spoke about yesterday that was pushed forward by the Blue and White, which is to basically scupper Prime Minister Netanyahu's chances of staying Prime Minister if he is indicted, has gotten a major push from the man they call the kingmaker, Avigdor Lieberman. And Avigdor Lieberman, this is coming in the last 10 minutes, is expected to recommend that President Rivlin taps Benny Gantz.
Really?
Forming a government.
Wow,
yeah,
what a surprise.
Things are getting hot in here. You know, at the moment, Netanyahu and his right-wing coalition only have 58 seats. They need the 61 majority to form a government. But, yeah, this is what is happening. And it is apparently because they want to try and oust Yuli Edelstein of the role of a speaker. Apparently he could torpedo the bill and they want him out. So it is quite a thing going on here, and we're not expected to get final results until Monday. The reason is that there are still centers across the country where there is votes being counted. So yeah, perhaps it was a little premature of Prime Minister Netanyahu to be celebrating on Monday night. You know, in my opinion, you only celebrate once everything is in, once you've gotten that magic tap, and once you've actually been able to form a government. So I think, like, we have to take things measure for measure here.
Let's talk about Lieberman for 1 second. Integrity. In your opinion, does he have integrity?
That's a very good question, because many have said that, and this we saw in the first and second elections, he was eerily quiet this third one. But in the first and second elections, he really got a boost because they said, you know, he stuck to his principles on certain issues. You know, he's been adamant that he will not sit in a government with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and a lot of frustration with this last election, because many say he was the reason that we had to have a third election, because he couldn't make up his mind, because he didn't take a side and stick with it. But what a difference a week makes. Last week he was saying he didn't believe that Gantz was ready to be Prime Minister. Today we have news that he will endorse Benny Gantz as Prime Minister. But that's the world of politics. And Simon, does any politician have integrity?
No, fair enough. Kind of naive question, I suppose, on some level. Very importantly, because South Africa had its first case of coronavirus confirmed today, what is going on in Israel?
A lot is going on in Israel. So as we came off air yesterday, it was announced that the government has recommended that no handshaking, you know, no physical contact. And Reuven Rivlin actually said, you know, he supports Prime Minister Netanyahu's statement with that. We also were informed that Israel will be quarantining any visitors coming in from Switzerland, Austria, Spain, Germany, and France. And earlier today, it was announced that Lufthansa, Austria Air, and I think it's Air France will not be flying to Israel in the immediate times. We've now been told within the last 5 minutes we have our 16th person who's got COVID-19. Also earlier today, the Palestinian Authority have reported multiple cases in the West Bank, and they've actually banned any tourists coming in to the West Bank, which could be quite devastating on the little economy that they have. Also, Gilad Erdan announcing earlier today that they may ban Friday prayers on the Temple Mount, because that volume of people could be very, very dangerous as far as the spreading of this virus is concerned, and trying to contain that. In other news, all across the country, the Adloyada that were scheduled for tomorrow, you know, we are Erev Purim, and it's typically a time where the kids will come out, they'll be dressed up, they'll be fun and parades in the streets, that have been cancelled, including where I am in Modi Inn. Also, the Jerusalem Marathon, scheduled to take place this month, has now been postponed to October. Also, I mean, it's insane. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu has pledged economic aid for any businesses that have been hurt by COVID-19. He says that he will create an emergency fund. He's meeting with the finance minister to get this underway. And, you know, a lot of concern for many small businesses, and especially the tourism and travel industry, how that has been impacted by COVID-19. At the moment, we have some 50 to 80,000 Israelis in home quarantine, and the Histadrut, our labor union, is threatening general strikes unless the government provides economic aid packages for workers in quarantine. So it's getting really, really strict here. The IDF have barred any soldiers traveling overseas at the moment. And, you know, we're not taking any chances.
It ceases to be academic and becomes very real if you're in a position like I am, where you have a ticket for next month. And, I mean, you could very easily get off an aeroplane and be told you need to go into isolation for 14 days.
Well, look, it is expected that as temperatures do heat up, that the virus will start to dissipate. I think also because it is so unknown, you know, it's something that's just kind of come out of nowhere and spread. And, you know, many of the airlines are saying, you know, from later on in March, they will resume flights or, you know.
Okay, that's good to know.
It's this kind of language, but it is creating a lot of anxiety for people who are traveling.
Yes.
But so far, nothing bad from South Africa. You know, if you're coming to visit us, anybody, you can still come and visit us. I promise you, we will not put you in quarantine.
I might just hold you to that, Rolene, as they pull me off the plane in a white jacket. But Rolene said, let's see if that works for me. Let's talk about the IDF demolishing a home of the terrorist who killed Rina Schnurb.
Well, as we know, the IDF have a policy that the homes of terrorists are demolished, and they have demolished the West Bank home of the two suspected killers of Rina Schnurb. You know, bulldozers arrived in the suburb of Bir Zeit, and the homes of the two killers that were responsible for the murder of Rina Schnurb. If you remember, she was 17 years old. She was hiking in Donev, which is a popular area for people who are hiking. And there were IEDs thrown at her father and her brother, and she was killed, and her father and her brother injured. But there has been, the IDF have taken this measure.
Israel comes into a lot of criticism because of this policy of home demolitions. Rolene, in your experience or what you've read, is there any evidence to show that it is a deterrent?
I'm not sure it is actually a deterrent. You know, it's something that has been taking place for a while now. It hasn't stopped terrorism effectively, you know, and this might be a controversial statement, that the mechanisms that do stop terrorism are mechanisms like the security barrier. I know that there are elements in South Africa that call it by a different name, but at the end of the day, and if you've remember back to the bombings that used to take place in Israel, it has been extremely effective in stopping bombings, which affected not just Jewish Israelis, but Arab Israelis, Christian Israelis, tourists from around the world, foreign workers. We were all vulnerable to this kind of terrorism. But I'm not sure. It's my personal opinion. I'm not sure if house demolitions actually accomplish anything.
Something that we are going to ask our listeners, and no doubt we will have that conversation next week. But I just want to thank you again for an awesome week with you of insights and commentary, and wishing you a Shabbat Shalom, really.
Well, I want to thank you and Sen and the whole team there. Thank you, guys. It's been a very, very heavy news week here in Israel, a lot to report, and thank you as always for your efficiency, your support, for being a pleasure to work with, and to Chai FM for providing the platform that is important so that we get the news out there to the listeners.